Purdue graduate Jose Villarreal was invited by Hillary Rodham Clinton to lead the U.S. in an event that is estimated to attract 70 million people from around the world. The 2010 World Expo in Shanghai, China, celebrates culture, progress, and innovation. When visiting his daughter, who lived in Shanghai, Villarreal heard the U.S. was not going to be represented at the World Expo, leaving him asking, why?
The opportunities for engagement that could potentially lead to commercial opportunities is quite extensive. And that goes for Indiana, it goes for anybody else.
With the struggling economy, the U.S. was unsure it would participate in the expo. But with Clinton's help, Villarreal raised $61 million to pay for the pavilion. As U.S. Commissioner General of the USA Pavilion, Villarreal shares his enthusiasm for representing the U.S. as a Hoosier.
You have the ability as an individual to use your God-given abilities to pull people together, to dream, to create, to imagine, to execute on a plan to bring the community together.
With a BA from Purdue and a JD from IU School of Law, Villarreal says that what he learned during his studies, he still carries with him.
You're shaped by the experiences that you have in college, and the thing that I most learned while I was at Purdue was how to get along with people, how to communicate, how to have fun.
He serves on many corporate boards and practices law in Texas, but still remembers the splendor of Indiana.
I miss Brown County, the trees, the forests, and all of that around Bloomington. I miss the rivers that we used to go tubing on. I mean, the fall in Indiana is just spectacular, driving through the forests and all that, the changing color of the leaves.
While the leaves are changing in Indiana this fall, Villarreal will still be promoting one of the main themes in the USA Pavilion, change for a better future. In Shanghai, Sarah Brannon for IPR News.